Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says he will not stand down amid controversy stemming from his personal life and has denied breaching the ministerial code of conduct. The National Party leader has been under intense scrutiny after his relationship with former staffer Vicky Campion was exposed publicly last week. Questions then emerged over the 33-year-old Ms Campion's job transfers. The ministerial code prohibits frontbenchers from employing close relatives or partners, and they cannot work in other ministerial offices without the Prime Minister's express approval. Ms Campion moved from Mr Joyce's office in April to work for Cabinet Minister Matt Canavan, then to the office of the Nationals whip at the time, Damien Drum. Mr Joyce insists the process has been in line with the rules.
I am very aware of the ministerial code of conduct. It is without a shadow of a doubt that Vicky Campion is my partner now. But when she worked in my office, she was not my partner. When she worked in Matt Canavan's office, she was not my partner. And Damien Drum was not a minister. I think this is vitally important in how we differentiate between the public and the private.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, responding to questions in parliamentary question time, said no breach of the codes has been identified.
I think the circumstances are clear, but the honourable member has not been able to establish a breach of the ministerial standards or allege one. If he wishes to do so, he obviously has the opportunity here.
Meanwhile, Barnaby Joyce has been hit with a fresh controversy. News Corp and Fairfax Media have reported allegations he behaved inappropriately towards a woman at an award ceremony in 2011. Mr Joyce says the stories are untrue.
This is a story that has been brought about by a person unnamed, at a venue unnamed, at a time unnamed, 7 years ago, and has been peddled by the bitterest of political enemies to me. It is not something that I'm unaware of. They've had it on social media 4 years. It's just in the past, I don't believe it dignified a response. But today, it's in the paper, and as such, I reserve all my legal rights as to what action I should pursue.
Pressure is mounting from Labor and the Greens from questioning the ongoing viability of the Deputy Prime Minister to calling for his resignation. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says Mr Joyce must go.
Barnaby Joyce, I don't care whether you're drunk at a party or not. You don't go around harassing women. I don't care what he does in his private life, but you don't spend taxpayers' fund at covering up your mistakes and your mess. He is absolutely unfit to be the Deputy Prime Minister.
Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowens told the ABC he believes Mr Joyce's position is becoming untenable.
There are other elements which go to public administration and judgment, and I think on those issues the government story has been unravelling and Barnaby Joyce's position is increasingly untenable.
But contenders eyeing the National Party leadership could also prove unsettling for Mr Joyce. National's backbencher Ken O'Dowd has told Radio 4CC several of his colleagues would be happy to lead the party if Mr Joyce steps aside.
Yeah, I'm not predicting that anything's going to happen today, but if it does, there's going to be a lot of guys with their hands up and I might just be one of those.
But Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is offering a more compassionate stance.
I can only imagine how distressing the events of recent days and the reporting of recent days would be to his wife and kids, but also to his new partner for that matter. I mean, these are deeply personal matters, and to have this dragged through the front pages of the newspapers must be very distressing for all involved.
Mr Joyce has acknowledged that distress and the toll being taken on the people in his life, like his wife.
I would like to say to Natalie how deeply sorry I am for all the hurt this has caused. To my girls, how deeply sorry I am for all the hurt that it has caused them. To Vicky Campion, how deeply sorry I am that she has been dragged into this. I would like to also say to my supporters and people in my electorate how deeply sorry I am that this personal issue, deeply personal issue, has gone into the public arena.
Mr Joyce is set to be acting Prime Minister next week when Mr Turnbull heads overseas. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.